News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
So Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt have gathered back together. Stanley Tucci has put down his pot. They have made it back into cinemas. Our own Katie Gallagher has been to see it. The Devil Wears Prada 2, any good?
I loved it. And I think if you liked the first one, you're going to like the second one. Like, is it big movie cinema? Is it going to be Oscars? No, maybe not. But is it nice, fun, fashion, nice scenery? Yes. So
The sense I get, and maybe I'm wrong on this, is that it's like a mood board of the previous movie, that there's not much in the way of new plot, but it's sort of the same people and sort of the same motifs, and it's nostalgia.
That's exactly how to describe it. I said that in the newsroom there. I think it's very similar to the first one, storyline-wise. However, a little bit of a modern twist. So it's set in the digital media landscape of today. So the death of journalism. Dun, dun, dun. We've been there. We've seen it. I've been in those newsrooms. And it starts off with Andy Sachs getting a text while she's getting an award. And she's made redundant. This isn't really a spoiler.
She's Anne Hathaway, isn't she?
This is Anne Hathaway. And she was trying to be the serious journalist in the last movie. That's what she leaves to become. She's out working, doing the serious journalism. And as we know, those newsrooms are shrinking massively. So she gets the text. She's made redundant. She makes a big scene at this show. It goes viral. And suddenly Runway comes calling. That's the magazine headed by Miranda Priestly, the icon, the queen who she left behind, the kind of ice queen. And she comes in to save the day for them because they are facing, again, kind of the more modern twist, cancel culture. So they're being cancelled over a bit of a fast fashion kind of faux pas they made. Their boss is calling Andy. She lands to Meryl Streep's desk, Miranda Priestly, who seems to forget who she even was in the first place, which is great because it's just bringing back that same kind of passive aggression that she has, the kind of real dry sense of humour. And she's kind of like, who are you? And Anne's all excited. Her character, Andy Sachs, is there like, I'm back.
I think this was a misreading of the original movie. I remember watching the original movie and everybody went, you know, secretly she cares. No, she doesn't.
No.
She just doesn't care.
No, she doesn't.
The whole point.
And we looked
at that she doesn't remember. She literally doesn't remember.
You know, honestly. But then I suppose, do you know what? She has these little moments where she shows a little bit of a human capacity. And, you know, just for a fleeting moment, just so we know that she is there. But no, so I think it is, as you said, a real reflection of the first one. Honestly, kind of a little bit of a mirror picture coming into a bit more of the modern scape, the modern world. We still have, again, Emily Blunt is there as Emily. And she's great. She has the same kind of character. Same as I said, the dry humour, really giving Andy Sachs a run for money. But this time she's a big marketing boss. She works for Dior. But she still finds herself running in the runway circles. We kind of see that. And her and Miranda kind of come head to head. They have this little bit of a battle. Who is going to be on top? She actually had, there's a bit of a power struggle. She's back holding the purse strings. She's one of the advertisers that they runway kind of need, as we know. So when they're cancelled, she gets to play a little bit more of the power play with Miranda. She's saying, you have to give us some free ads if you want us to continue working with you as a brand. So it's nice to see that kind of progression of where her character went. She gets to come a little bit more up in the world. Nigel, as you said, played by Stanley Tucci, he's there. He's the same kind of lovable. Again, he still keeps everyone in check.
And still in more or less the same job he was in the last time.
Still there. And you know what? Still kind of being the wallflower that won't speak up to Miranda, but has a little bit more courage in the end. There's a lot, as we say, there's a lot of the older characters, but there are a lot of celebrity cameos in this. So
I believe Rory McIlroy shows up as a cameo.
I was watching and I actually thought, who's next? And he shows up at one of these dinner parties, which is probably fair. You know, you never know who you'd meet at these things.
Elk Sliders.
Lady Gaga's there as well. I won't give too many spoilers, but there's a lot. Like, honestly, every scene you're going to see someone pop up that you know.
So you're giving it wholehearted recommendation?
Wholehearted. If you love the first one, you're going to love the second one.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.